Bring your baby with the biggest smile. Good luck to you. We're going to have more information on NBC11.com as well. Well, it's a new cool thing to do on the internet. We've tried it here. Coming up, the rough guide to blogging. We'll give you the 411 to get you started.
This blog where people on our morning team go beyond the headlines and share some of their personal experiences as well. There is a new book on how to create your own blog, and Jonathan Yang is the author of it. It's called The Rough Guide to Blogging, and he joins me this morning with a little bit of practical advice and a few facts to going along with your blogging, how to get you started and everything. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate
it. Thank you very
much. I guess for some people, if you're not up on the latest terminology and everything, explain what a blog is.
A blog is kind of a funny word, admittedly. Basically, what it is a way for people to bring out their thoughts and instantaneously publish them to the internet, and you don't have to go through any barrier. So whether through videos, images, or words, you can immediately have people listen to what you want to say.
And then people can respond back, too.
Exactly. That's the other thing. This is a two-way communication.
Why do you think this has become so popular? It's just really become a phenomenon. Everybody is just interested in it.
I think what it is that everybody has thoughts that they want to express. Everybody thinks that that's important. They want to share. So with blogging, what you have is instantaneous back and forth with people. So that's kind of a feedback loop where people want to talk, and then people will talk back. And then again, you have communication both ways.
So how do you get started? If you want to create a blog and there's something you want to blog about, you've got some particular interest or topic, how do you get started?
Right now, there are probably dozens of blogging software. I'd recommend www.blogger.com, which is the industry standard. You go there, you can set up a blog within 5 minutes.
So when you get going on these things, is there anything in particular that you're looking for? I'm going to design my blog page. And are there some key essentials that you really want to make sure you include X, Y, and Z?
What you really want to do is just make sure whatever you're showcasing, whether it be videos, pictures, or images, what you want to do is make sure that's very clear. You want to make sure that when people come to your site, they know immediately where to go to find what they're looking for, which is most of the time your words, your entries, your posts. So that's what you want to look for.
Now, are people doing this just because it's fun, it's a hobby, it's a way to express or vent or whatever they need to do, or are people trying to make money?
For me, it's fun. For a lot of people, they're trying to make money off of it. A lot of businesses do it to communicate with customers. For the most part, people do it for fun. Some people are trying to make money, and good luck to them.
But the money part, it can be tricky. If you're thinking, hey, this is my new career, I'm just going to be a blog guy, it can be a little more sticky than that.
Right, it definitely can. To make money blogging right now, there's no standard way of making money. What you have to do is go through advertising, or you're going to have to find sponsors. Once you get enough site traffic and become popular, then it becomes much easier to make money.
But you have to, first of all, become popular in order to attract the advertisers in order to make the money, so that can be the tricky part.
Right, that is the catch-22, as you said before.
So when you're trying to think of topics to talk about, is there anything in particular you can advise people on? I know that we have to do it all the time, and it's hard to always think of, well, what do people want to know about? What would they really care about? What am I able to talk about? You know, things like that.
Right. For the most part, I would say concentrate on either A, what you know, or B, what you love. If you have a passion for it, then that'll be reflected in your blog, and people with a similar passion will enjoy what you have to say.
They'll find that and
end up
on there. Well, it's certainly something a lot of people are getting into, so thanks, Jonathan. We appreciate you coming by and talking. A little bit.
Thank you very
much. All right. Our online segment this week is touchdown celebrations, and we want to see your home video. Every weekend you see the pros doing their touchdown celebrations.